Wednesday the 24th of June, Base Tamworth, Rabbi Yossi David, series on Zmanim, the conclusion, Zmanim Tefillah, PM.
I don't know whether it's so simple to conclude, no, I don't want to come back again. But we try and cover as much as we can. I understood that last time we spoke, we rushed a bit towards the end, so it was a bit of not clear thing. Maybe we'll catch up on some of the things which we mentioned and carry on. The truth is, I was going to go on about calculations, but it's too early in the morning, so you're not. We discussed the Benutam Shita, we discussed the Levush and the Tumas Adeshen, the argument, and we discussed also an idea how do you calculate the day, whether it's Tintel Aot Seisa Kochovim, or Tintel Benutam Seisa Kochovim. You should know there's much more than that. And there's also how to calculate the shkir, whether you go by Mishoy, go by the highest place in town, or by the sea level, or by a few in between mountains. There's, if I'm not mistaken, four different opinions how to calculate it. And each one has its own rayas. So we're not going to go into that. We'll follow the calendars. Okay, from now on we're following the calendars. Okay? Let's go back to the Zman Tefillos, yeah? So we were speaking last week about Sof Zman Tefillos Mincha, yeah? You have to realize, the Gemara says, Omar of Chelbo, Omar of Huna, Lo'ilo mizor Adam, betfilas ha-mincha, shar Eliyahu le'nena, ela betfilas ha-mincha, yeah? We find that Eliyahu Novi was only answered in tfilas mincha, yeah? Don't know whether he tried any other tfilas, but it happened to be tfilas mincha. But the raya from Eliyahu is, he was answered immediately. Many people daven, the answer doesn't come out immediately. But mincha time, you've got a raya, that's it. Someone else was answered also immediately. I think Yitzchok. Yeah, Avraham David Shachris. Yitzchok David Mincha. Yaakov David Mariv. But the one who was answered immediately with the Shidduch was Yitzchok. Yeah, Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basadeh. The Pasuk says, immediately afterwards he met Rivka, yeah? So it seems to be the mincha time, if someone is davening to answer, the logic says that mincha is not a... because you're at your comfort, so you decide to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle of your dealings, in the middle of a business, you stop. You have to stop in the middle of the day to daven mincha. It's a bit awkward. There seems to be this extra tircha and mincha, which Chazal sent the segula for the tefillah to be answered. However, by the way, when it says in the pasuk, "Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh," so the truth is, in halacha is, and this has got to do with holiday time as well, people chap minyanim wherever they can. You're in a fun fair, you have a minyan, you're here, you're in the fields, you make a minyan. It's not so simple. If you can avoid davening outside in a place where it's not porous, where it's not opened up, you should not daven. You should wait to daven only in a place where there's walls. Yeah? Ceiling is not particular about. But a place where there's walls, the shulchan, it's one of the only places where the Gemara calls a person a chotzuf. Someone who davens in such a way, yeah? So it's quite not a nice title to give, yeah? So if you can avoid davening in an open place, because it calls the person gaiva, and when you start davening in front of Hashem, you have to have. So the question is, how did Yitzchak do it? Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh, it says. How did he do it? So the Tosfos says that the Beis Mikdash, Har HaMoriah, was different. The Beis Mikdash, with the Mokum HaMikdash, even Ashtir was there, that's different. You've got Achnoah there. So, that's by the way. The Gemara brings a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. As up to when can a person daven mincha, yeah? So Rabbi Yehuda holds a person can daven mincha up to plag mincha. We all know, we learned the Gemara so many times. And Chachomim hold ad alayla, ad erev, until the evening. And this is one of the strangest Gemaras you can find, that there's no... Although usually we go to a rule of God, we follow someone's opinion, either the Rabbim, or we've got a rule that the Mishnasot Kavanaki, we've got different rules. This is one of the only places where there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, and the Gemara asks, now that there's no halacha, we understand the shachris, and adios, there's a clear statement like Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we hold the shachris until 4 hours. But mincha, up to when? Hashta delayt meloyechet akizeh, the no halacha like this, no like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi, how do we do? So the Gemara comes to a funny conclusion. David Kemar Avid, and David Kemar Avid. Choose. Whatever you do, you're right. Never we come across such a thing as you choose a massive machloket in Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, and you tell a person, you know what? It's up to you what you do. First of all, we try and understand and try and put together a thing. First of all, how can we do such a thing? I had the contradictive opinions, the opinions which don't hold of each other. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after Plag Mincha, you cannot pray there, you cannot have a Maariv anymore. You cannot have a Mincha anymore. According to Chachamim, you've got an opportunity to have a Mincha and this. You can't have a Maariv before Nacht, before Chashecha. So, how do we let a person pick and choose what it is? Now, this question was asked not by me, it was asked by the Lechem Mishnah, it was many, many Mefarshim, but I'll just take with the little answer which the Lechem Mishnah brings. The Lechem Mishnah says, you know what? Tfilas Arvis is a shus. It's a shus! Yeah, the Gemara brings the whole machlokes which took place in the base of Midrash of Rabban Gamliel, where the Maariv is choiva or a shus. Rabban Gamliel held choiva and Rabbi Yeshua held a shus. And it became a massive machlokes there. And it's very interesting there. That the Gemara says, well, the Talmidim asked the question, what's halacha like? So he said, wait until Bale Atrisim should come, all the Balatrisim. So Rashi says, Balatrisim is the Chachomim who argue with each other like a Milchama. When they argue and learning, it's like a war. So it's Balatrisim. You know what Tris means? Tris means a shield. That's what Rav Kook, the older of Kook, he said something amazing here. He said that why aren't the Chachomim related as Balat Romachim? Why is Balatrisim? Why Tris? Say, you want to show someone as a fighter, think he's got dagger. Yeah, Balat Romachim. Why Balatrisim? Balatrisim. So he says, when Chachomim argue with each other, they're not interested in having a dig at each other. They want to protect their own opinion. That's all they want. I've said an opinion, I want to protect it. I'm not interested in having a go at you. I'm not a Baal Romach. All I want is to shield my opinion. And the Gemara leads Maskana is Tvila Sarvis is a shoes, and therefore says the Lechem Mishnah, that's why here the Gemara doesn't come to any conclusion. It tells you, the Ovad Kemar Ovad, the Ovad Kemar Ovad. Yeah? The question is, a simple question, Mincha isn't a shus. So I don't understand Lechem Mishnah, it's very pele. How can the Lechem Mishnah say? Lechem Mishnah was close to the Rishonim, he lived in the Besis of time. And he writes this answer, and he says, Mincha is not a shus. Arbis, I can understand, fiddle around with it. But Mincha isn't. You're now going to daven Mincha after Plag Mincha. Says, another thing is, we've got a rule. Yachid v'rabim alacha k'rabim, yeah? When you've got a minority arguing with a majority, Allah is like a majority. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with Chachamim, so we should really follow Chachamim's opinion. Simple question, yeah? So, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda was, Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who, Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, yeah? He bought a lot of Maseiros, things which he saw in the Beis HaMikdash. He witnessed a lot of things which took place, so that's why the Mishnah relies on him a lot. Or Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. So it could be that's a reason. However, we'll see what the Mefarshim explain on this. Yeah. So the Rambam says as follows. Yeah. Sorry. The Obad Kemar Obad. The Rambam says as follows. Hola mata shezman mincha gidoy le mishe shos u mechza teisha shos u mechza. Vezman mincha ktana mi teisha shos u mechza at sheyishaer min hayom shaa verevia. Yeah, the time of mincha ktana is from 9.5 hours into the day. Until when? Until at sheyishaer min hayom shaa verevia. Until you've got 1.25 hours left to the day. And then the Rambam continues straight away. So Rambam is contradicting himself. He's not saying Dovat Kemal over Dovat. He says you've got until Plag Mincha to daven. However, if you didn't, you can daven until Nacht. So you should know that the Rambam's Shita, there's two. I'll read it again. Bezman Mincha Ktano Miteisha Shos Umechta At Sheisha'er Min Hayom Sha'a Verevia. Plag Mincha. ויש לו להתפלל אויסד שקיע סחמה, שתשקע חמה. Yes, so why did he say before until Plag? What's going on? What's the Rambam says? You should know, this, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah here argue with each other, Kesef Mishnah holds, he holds like Rabbi Yoina. What does Rabbi Yoina say? Rabbi Yoina says, אף על פי שנירה מכאן, what's the Ovad Kemar Ovad, the Ovad Kemar Ovad? So it seems to be here, that you can do two contradictive things. You can do like Rabbi Yehuda, you can do like Rabbonon and daven Mincha after Plag, and then do like Rabbi Yehuda and daven Maariv after Plag as well before Nacht. However, you must not do that, says Rabbi Yehuda as follows, yeah? says Rabbi Yehuda, "En lo le'adam lasus be'inyan sheyu min hagoyis of soitrim ze et ze." Although the Gemara said, "De'ovad kemar ovad," is not to give you to do contradictive things. You have to choose who you do like. Says Rabbi Yehuda, and so does the Rosh say, a person has to decide. Seems to be the day becomes a mitzvah. They tell him, you decide who you're following. Are you following Rabbi Yehuda, or are you following Rabbanon? But if you follow Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be consistent. Your whole life, you have to follow Rabbi. You must never daven Mariv Mincha after Plag Mincha. If you choose like Rabbanon, never daven Mariv before Nacht. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rosh holds Zagat, and Rabbi Gaon holds Zagat, yeah? So it seems to be quite a big group of Rishonim hold Zagat. So, that's what the case. Sorry?
Maybe you can do that each day, as long as you don't
do it. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, Rabbi Yehuda writes, Peramim you should do like that, Peramim you should do like that. No. So it seems to be it's going on different days even. The Oilam, you always have to take one. Never change. I'll give you his Loshon again. Nimtzu dvar soitim zeshe Peramim dano yisa yom, or Peramim dano yisa laila. No such thing. You have to be consistent your whole life. You have to stick either to Rabbi Yehuda or to the Chachomim. That's what the Rambam holds. And that's why Rambam gave like two different timings. He said until Plag, but however you can daven until Shkia. Now the question the Lechem Mishnah says, I don't understand. The Rambam should be more specific. Explain yourself better. Tell us, don't do contradictive things. Choose who you do like. Don't just bring both halachas at the same time as if there's no argument between them. So the Lechem Mishnah has a different, totally different opinion in the Rambam. And the Lechem Mishnah holds, he's got his own explanation toward the Rambam. First of all, the Lechem Mishnah asks a contradiction to the Rambam in Hilchos Korbanos. Yeah? When is the latest time you can bring the Korban Tomid? Yeah? So the Rambam there doesn't bring any machlokes. He brings until night. When it comes to the Korban Tomid, he brings until night. The question which the Lechem Mishnah asks, if you're worried about Rabbi Yehuda and you mentioned him in Hilchos Tefillah, yeah, that you've got until Plag, you should have mentioned in Hilchos Korbanos that the Safik Daraisa. You can't just mention that. You should mention that Rabbi Yehuda holds and there's no halacha like, so you'd be stringent. You have to make sure you go before Plag Mincha. Why doesn't the Rambam mention anything? So Lechem Mishnah differentiates between davening and between Korbanos. He says, Behemes, when it comes to Korbanos, yeah, then halacha is like Chachomim. The majority, the Rabbim. Halacha is like Chachomim, really. However, Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, when it came to Tefillah, he says, you should choose the time of Tefillah, like the Rambam holds, you should daven from 9.5 hours into the day. Why? Why can't you daven from half an hour after midday? Because the Talmid was all never bought before 9.5 hours into the day. So that means, there is within the timing of Mincha, there's a preference to daven at a certain time. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Now Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean to argue with the Chachomim that the Korban will not be kosher if you do it until night. He says when you choose when to daven, says the Lechem Mishnah, daven at when they usually bought the Korban Tomid in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's when you should daven. So therefore that's why the Rambam brings two timings. You mean you should daven until Plag. However, if you didn't daven until Plag, which is that's the most preferable time according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can still daven until Nacht. We've now spoken about Rav Haigon, the Rosh, and the Tool, holds Zagat, they all hold that the person has to be consistent and never ever change. That means if you daven Mariv from Plag, that means you're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, make sure you don't daven Mincha after Plag. If you do the opposite, make sure you don't daven Mariv before Nacht. And many poskim seem to hold Zagat because the Shulchan Aruch clearly writes, read the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch said, "V'hu sheyase le'olam kechad minayu." Sheyase le'olam kechad minayu simply means le'olam is le'olam, not that day. Yeah, I tried to say that maybe it means that day, but you can't say that. Say le'olam. Always, always stick to one opinion. Your whole life. Sheimo yistikel abonu mispalel mincha delayla, shuv ena yochel yispalel arvit miplag mincha velemala. And if you do like Rabbi Yehuda and you daven marim from plag, be careful not to daven mincha at that time. However, that's not bottom line. The Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like that because the majority of Shittas hold like that. And according to his, the Kesef Mishnah, which is the Shulchan Aruch, also interpreted the Rambam like that. So that's why he seems to hold, take that main opinion. However, he brings in the Bais Yosef, yeah? The nowadays, some people are makel. Ve'achshav shenagu leispalet tfilas mincha ad alayla, en leispalet tfilas ad v'iskodesh yom. V'shat ha'dachak, this is the second opinion, yeah, which the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Ohel Moed, which seems to be the Meiri, but we'll soon see he didn't have the Chidush HaMeiri in front of him, the Beis Yosef. If you look at the Chidush HaMeiri, he says much more than that. The Ohel Moed brings the Baal HaShlomo. Baal HaShlomo was one of the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah? Talmid was a chaver of the Yereim, they were Talmid of Rabbeinu. And he writes, the Baal HaShlomo says, that B'Shas HaDachak, you can, not in one day, you can do today like one, and tomorrow you can change and do like someone else. B'Shas HaDachak. That's one shita. The Beis Yosef brings the third shita. What's the third shita? He says, V'achshav nago oilom. He writes in the Beis Yosef, okay, the minag oilom is to do two contradictive in the same day. What should we do? So the Beis Yosef writes, Nira shesom chol Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes in the beginning of Brochas HaShita, that he used to daven Mariv, Mincha Mariv early, and used two contradictive things. He used to do Mincha Mariv after Plag, while it's still daytime. Yeah, before Nach. So, he says the minhag olam is like Rabbeinu Tam, so it clearly already goes back to the Beis Yosef, this minhag of having Tarte de Satri, what they call, two contradictive things. Now, after we've said all of this, yeah, we want to know what the conclusion is. What does the Mishnah Berurah hold? And what Halacha Lemaaseh say, yeah? You should know the Meiri is a beautiful Meiri. The Meiri brings, the shit is so clear. The Meiri writes as follows. He says, לאובד כי הקרבון נספל בעוטפיל אז מירו מקום הקוס והגאוינים שאין לו עוד עומך להתפל אל מנחה וארביס בזמן זה. Person should be careful. He brings the shit of Rabbi Gaon that make sure you don't do two contradictive things, yeah? That you don't do one day like that and one day like that. And then he brings a second shit which holds, no. Pshat in the Ovad kemar Ovad, and that's a simple translation if you look at the Gemara doesn't condition that you should always do like one. It says the Ovad kemar Ovad, Ovad says the Meiri, even on the same day, you can do both. He brings such a shita. Ve'yashayimim, the afilu ba'oisayom, plag mincha, from plag mincha to nacht is no man's land. You can choose what to do it. Up to when you'll daven mincha, it'll be daytime. From mincha onwards, you want to daven mariv, you become mariv, you can do it even one day. Says the Meiri, don't be making like that. However, the Meiri holds that if it's not on the same day, one day you do like that, one day you do like that, there's no restriction at all. So the Meiri's got the middle shita. He says not to be making like the other shita. However, the minhag ha'olam, especially in European countries, is that it's difficult to wait until nacht. It's difficult to wait until shkia. We'll soon see when is the end time of Kriya Shema, which this takes us to the next. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah hold halacha lemaise. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah hold halacha lemaise that betzibul that we will makel that we do tarte the satre even on one day. So there's a Magen Avraham bring, and the Mishnah Berurah holds that that's what the minhag ha'olam is. Someone can be Israel, but betzibul. Seems to be, this is a kula which was only given betzibul, and the reason for this is, it's difficult to gather 10 people again, to gather a minion again at convenient times, so you have to do it at a super convenient time. Yeah? Make sure you do everything at once. That's what it is. Now, the Ben Yishchai continues, he says, although for men, the Yochi, they should be careful not to do Tarte the Satri on the same day. It says, women can be Meikel. Yeah, those women who makpit to daven three tefillahs a day, they can be Meikel. They're all day long busy with the house, busy with this. So he says that Shas HaDachak is like a tzibur, and they can daven even, it's a chiddush which he says, and he allows women lechatchila even to daven. That's why probably they were not mitzvah as man groma. They can't start fooling around with timing, yeah? The husband asks something, I've got a daven. No such thing. You can't be bound to time. So therefore we're more maker by woman. Now, what's pshat until night? The Chachomim hold you can say mincha until night. So we touched on it last week and we quickly brought the machlokes that Mishnah Berurah brings. What's called nacht? Rashi in the Gemara says, you know what the Chachomim mean night? Rabbi Yehuda is quite clear, plag mincha, yeah? And we'll take the easiest plag from Shkia. But what does Rabbanan hold? When is the latest time for Mariv? So the Rashi says, at Hashecha. For Mincha, sorry, for Mincha. Rashi holds at Hashecha. What's at the Erev? At Hashecha. What's Hashecha? Well, let's translate Hashecha. Choshech, darkness, yeah? By the way, Rabbi Cholom Wasserman says that stars, it's Tesa Kochovim, is not a reason why it's night, yeah? It's a simon. That means the Torah already had night before the stars came. Yeah, day and night was already in the first day, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. So surely, nights and stars, so happens the stars only come out at night. But night is not dependent on stars coming out. Night is night, choshech. So when Rashi said choshecha, I thought, Akun Tzer B'cholam, means choshecha is choshecha, it's darkness, it's already night. So it means after Shkir, you can still daven mincha, up to choshecha. Rabbeinu Yoina, here, this is where Rabbeinu Yoina comes. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, not like that. Rabbeinu Yoina says, in the Mishnah, in Tfilas HaShachar, he says, En lefarish at tzitzias haikochovim. You don't understand that the Mishnah means Ad HaLaila, means Teisa, Ad HaErev, means Teisa Kochovim. Although simply Erev means night. But here not. Shehu Laila, why? What's his proof that it means Shkir and not Teisa Kochovim? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, if you go to the Gemara Zvochim, and you see the Gemara writes clearly, yeah, in relation to Zrikas Adam of the Korban, the Gemara in Zvochim says,
"Minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkiyas hachama."
The dam of a korban tomid, or any korbanos, you wait until night time, and yeah, it becomes possible. So the Gemara says, even before b'shkiyas hachama, there's two ways, no two ways about it. Yeah, shkiyah, you can't explain it, it's night.
Mishkiyah b'shkiyas hachama shenema b'yom makriv el zivcho yachel b'yom shetazoveach.
Yeah, the Gemara learns out the Zikas Adam cannot be done after Shkir. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, the main part of the Korban is the sprinkling, the Zikas Adam. If that you can't do after Shkir, so Mincha, which is equivalent to the Tomid of the afternoon, yeah, Tomid of Ben Arvaim, you should not be able to do it after Shkir. No? Good point, Rabbeinu Yoina says. And so does Rabbeinu Yoina hold, and so does the Shilta Givorim hold, and some people hold it, that's chat in the Rambam as well. Funny enough, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch didn't discuss this in length. They left it to us to discuss, yeah? Left it to the Mishabura to later Achroinim, yeah? However, the Shagas Arya, he interferes, and he takes, so he fights all the way along with the thing that you can daven mincha until nacht, until night time. He brings a Tosfos. Tosfos gives two pshatim as to why you can't do the zrika at night. And he says, we hold, halacha is like the second pshat of Tosfos, the be'em is, it's an asmachta what the Gemara brings. It's only lehalchik, to make sure that you don't pass the blood belina, that they stopped you already by shkia. But really, minatayr, you can do it until nacht. So if it says the shagas, a person can daven mariv until, milcha until nacht. Yeah? You can daven until nacht. That's the Shagas Arya holds. The Mishabura tries to say that it's got to do with the argument between the Gaon Mivilna and the Magen Avraham as to how do you calculate the day. Whether you calculate from Alois to Tzeis or you calculate from Zicha to Shkir. Because if you say that the 12 hours, we know that at the end of the 12th hour, it's time for Mariv Akun to Chachomim. So if the Gaon Mivilna is holding that you calculate the day from Zicha to Shkir, so he's holding the end of the 12th hour is when?
Shkir.
So that Akun to him, there's no room for Mincha anymore after Shkir. And Akun to Magen Avraham, which shows you calculated from Alois to Tzeis, yeah, it'll be, night time will be Tzeis HaKochovim. And this we call the very difficulty to the Poskim which hold that you calculate Akun to Rabbeinu Tam's Tzeis HaKochovim, because that means you well into night you'll be able to daven Mincha. Where do we hear such a thing? Although we see such things, but we don't hear. Yeah? The people continue. The Mishavura warns very sharply. And the Mishavura says, since there's so many Rishonim which hold that Shkir is the end time for Mincha, a person in first place should make sure that he never, even Davin B'Yochid, says the Mishavura. If you know there's going to be Minyan after Shkir, Davin B'Yechidus and don't wait for Minyan. I saw Rav Ben Tzion Avashaun. He differs a bit from the Mishabura at this point, and he holds it. You know there's going to be a minion straight after Shkir, daven with a minion, and don't daven before Shkir B'Yochid. Why? He says you can make a Sfex Faker here. It's a Rabbanon. Make a Sfex Faker. What is Sfex Faker? There's Rabbi Yossi holds that our Bein HaShmoshes is still daytime. No? It's only just before the end of Bein HaShmoshes, just before night, Kerevayin, then it turns into night. Use Rabbi Yossi's Shita to make it a Sufik. Sophic like him, and Sophic like the Poiskim would say you can daven into Ben HaShmoshes as well. And therefore, Minyan, Tefillah B'Tzibur, very important. However, the Mishabura does not hold of that. Mishabura holds you should daven B'Yochid, prefer davening biyochid than davening betzivo after shkia. Now, by the way, there's an interesting avamram which holds is when is the earliest time to say kirshma? So it tastes like a chovim, yeah? The Gemara says it tastes like a chovim, yeah? So Tosfos asks, and Rashi asks, how come we daven mincha early, we say kirshma? So Rashi says we say mincha in the kirshma, which is say at night. Rav Amram Goren took it to such an extent that he says, yeah, since you're not davening and you're not saying the brachas of kirshma before, and you're going to be saying kirshma lamita, you should make a special bracha, shekidishal mitzvot betzivonu al kirshma, yeah? Likros Hashma. He brings that, Rav Amram. The Rishonim argue with that and say make no brocha, but the importance of he seems to hold that the brochas of Kirshma are connected to the Kirshma itself. However, I want to discuss with you, share with you what's the end time of Kirshma at night. We always learn the Gemara brochas, and we know that Chachamim have the unique opinion that you go after Chatzos. The end time of Kirshma at night is up to midnight. And Rabbi Gamliel brings us to the story in the Mishnah. His children came to the base of Mishnah and they asked his father what to do. And he told him, you can still read it. And all what Chachamim said, how are we left after that? Do we hold also to be particular to daven Maariv before midnight? Sometimes you go to Chasna, we go to Stesuria. So the Rosh and the Rashba hold that we don't hold of Chachamim at all. We hold like Rabban Gamliel. That we don't have any, we don't hold this al-chokah, yes, we are worried about al-chokah, not to eat and drink before Kirshima and all that. A person will become tired, start eating, drinking, sleeping, and you forget Kirshima. However, as far as if you're awake, you don't have to say Kirshima before midnight. The Rambam, and the Rambam and a few more Rishonim hold, that yes, we still have got that Kedela Halachi Kesodom in Aveira, and the Shulchan Aruch holds like that as well. That a person in first place should make sure he davens Maariv and says Kirsh, or at least Kirshema, by Nacht. I tell you a bigger chiddush. The Beis Yosef says not only by midnight, you should make sure you do Kirshema, and as soon as it becomes Nacht, you've got a mitzvah d'oraisa to do, the Beis Yosef says do it straight away. And his loshon is, he brings quite clear that you shouldn't wait for it at all. Which the Mishnah Berurah seems to interpret the reason why you must read Kirshma as soon as it's Nacht, he says Zizim Magdimim. But the truth is, if you look at inside the Beis, it's got nothing to do with Zizim Magdimim. It's part of the Lehachi Kesarada Min Avera. Part of the Takana which Chachomim wanted you to read, it's not that they gave you up to midnight, they wanted you to do it straight away. And there was a meaning I've mentioned again, Rabbi Nitzan Avashol used to bang on the bima and say it by Nacht in the Yeshiva, to stop the stage, to bang on the bima and say Kirshma at Nacht. And then he used to carry on learning. He says, you go a mitzvah that I said to do, you do it straight away. That's inclusive in Kedala Achi Yisrael. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold it on his Zizim Magdimim. Up to midnight, you've got time. However, if someone did not read up to midnight, he can carry on reading. Let me just leave you with a question, yeah? Which, it's a very confusing question, yeah? I was asked, and I see it as such an honest question, that a person has a child who's just become a mitzvah. He's such a strong child, he needs a lot of sleep at night. And that child is so makpid a mitzvahs, yeah? And I invite all of us. And he does not go to sleep before 10:30 at night. And he gets up the next morning at 7. And the mother came and asked, is it true that he has to wait to read Kirshma until 10:30? He's a weak child. He has to sleep. And the child is not given in. So the kid, very passionate, said, yes, he has to. What do you mean? He has a mitzvah that I said to do. But I was thinking to myself, wait a minute. If he'll go to sleep more than 30 minutes before Nacht, are you allowed to go to sleep more than 30 minutes before Nacht? The Shulchan Aruch says, when you come Somuch to the time of Kirshma, Somuch, you can't. What's Somuch? 30 minutes before. Person shouldn't eat, shouldn't sleep. And it's all inclusive what the Gemara says, when a person comes tired from the Sodeh, he comes all tired, so you might say, I'll eat a bit, I'll sleep a bit, you might get carried away. So you're not allowed to eat or sleep within 30 minutes. What about before 30 minutes? That means, it sounds strange what I'm saying, yeah? He'll go to sleep 30 minutes before, and he'll be asleep. Then if he wakes up, he wakes up. If he doesn't wake up, he doesn't wake up. Then he's an onus. When someone is asleep, he's an onus. No, we find the halacha by Shikha, someone who was drunk and he missed Kirshma, can read after Alois because he's an onus. So Ernest, sounds like a strange question, but I thought that maybe it's got to do with Hilchos Shabbos. There's an halacha in the Gemara on Shabbos that you're not allowed to live leave the shore 3 days before Shabbos. El mafligim b'sfina, 3 days before Shabbos. So the Rambam and the Rif explain because oinik Shabbos. You know, when you go on a ship, you get seasick. So it's not oinik Shabbos to be seasick. So go 3 days before. On 3 days, a person gets used to the situation, and he'll be alright for Shabbos, unless you go for Dvar Mitzvah. The Ramban, and a lot of Rishonim, the reverse holds, that no, the concern is Chilul Shabbos. If you go within 3 days into Shabbos, you know you're going to be in the middle of the sea in the boat. You have to do Chilul Shabbos. You're running the boat. So therefore, and you have to because Pikuach Nefesh. So if you go within 3 days before Shabbos, the Nira Kemasne Litzchus is Shabbos. It looks as if you want to push, like, you know, not to keep, you know, look to do Chilul Shabbos. Although it's Heter Gomut, Pikuach Nefesh, but you went within 3 days. But before 3 days, according to the Rivash, even if you know for sure you're going to have to do Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos, it's Pikuach Nefesh. That means to put yourself in a situation where you won't be able to keep Shabbos because Pikuach Nefesh, if you do it enough time before, you're okay. So I said maybe it's a comparison to that. I know there's a machlok is there, the Marival, yeah, who lives 600 years ago, a bit less, he holds not like that. He holds that they only matter, the Rishoni which holds, that it's only Sofik Chilul Shabbos. To put yourself in a situation of a Sofik, but for sure you're going to do Shabbos, even from Sunday you can't go. Halacha is like the Rivash. That even if for sure you know you're going to have to do Chilul Shabbos, you're going to be Koach Nefesh, you can do it. So maybe Kriya Shema is the same, but then I said, but in Chosh Mishmet, we know the other Mu'ad Lo'ilam. Ben El Ben Yoshin, yeah? So if for Nizikin, we were very particular that a person is going to cry even when he sleeps. So for mitzvahs, surely as well. So maybe a person, even half an hour before, if he knows for sure, he's going to, or Sofik is going to be asleep, he should not go to sleep. All what Chachamim told you is, for maybes, we're not worried more than half an hour before. But for sure, to go to sleep, Abraham, you'll definitely be asleep, just you might wake up. It's a question, it's a ketmil, it's got another Moshe speaks about, where the person can go for a little outing on sukkahs, and he knows there won't be a sukkah somewhere. Yeah? It'll be potter, because El Chedrochim, no? And Moshe is very much against it. He says a person shouldn't go for an outing unless he knows for sure that if not, stay at home. Don't go out unless you know you got a sukkah there. That means the Ptur of Al Chedrochim is when you've got no choice, when you're going for business, or when you're going just for Tiul Be'alma. So this question of putting yourself in a situation where you'll be potter is not a simple question at all. So